Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Davari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, and a lot has happened in the Chicago Bears universe. I mean, a lot has happened. Like, Roquan got traded. Robert Quinn got traded. Justin Fields, like, exploded upon the NFL scene and took it by storm. Now he's hurt. We've been losing. We've been putting up points. The defense is trash. Dan went to the Falcons game. I've been sick. I'm well now. But, hey, man, how y'all feeling, man?
It's been a wild couple of weeks, man. You know, it's been wild, man. It's been wild. I'm feeling good about certain things, bad about certain things, but overall, you know what I mean? It is what it is. We kind of where I thought we would be. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about, though.
Yeah. The only thing I'm shocked about, I expected maybe a couple more wins with those close games, and I didn't expect the defense to just fall off like they did. Like, the defense is, like, bad.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I mean, the defense did fall off. And I think – I will say this too. I thought we would have won a couple of more games. Yeah, you're right. Like Washington game, I thought we would have won that. The Lions game. You know, there are a couple of games that I thought we could have won, and it actually is a couple of games that we could have won that we didn't win. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
all of them actually, because I mean we've been in every game this year, which I expected. I expected them to play tough. I didn't expect the defense to fold like that. But we lost Detroit by one. We lost this game by, what, three?
Right.
We lost the Miami game. That was a close game. Go ahead.
Did you hit the record?
No, it's all good.
Okay, for YouTube?
Yeah, it's all good. I'll skip this week. I'll record a video. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it's been wild, man. But the hot topic of all the hot topics is the emergence of Justin Fields. You know, the three kings here, we have told you, fellas, is that Justin Fields was the truth. And then over the last couple of weeks, he has shown that he is the truth with his arm and with his legs. Contrary to popular belief, or not unpopular belief, because there's only a few idiots, you know, like Shady McCoy, who think that Justin Fields can't throw a football, even though he was one of the most accurate passers coming out of college football history, according to the PFF, right? And he's still throwing touchdowns. He doesn't have the infrastructure to put up 400 yards a game because, as we can see, his line is like that paper that they make out for high school football teams that they run through.
Yeah.
And you can't sit there and expect this guy to throw the ball 40 times a game and get his head kicked in.
Right.
So – and that's the biggest thing, but he's shown that he is the guy, right?
For somebody like Shady, I posed the same question that we posed before, right? That question was, if you want Justin Fields to throw for 3,500 yards, 4,000 yards in the season, who's catching 1,500 yards? What receiver is catching 1,500 yards? Because you got to have a 1,500-yard receiver if you want your quarterback to throw for that many yards. You're not going to have a situation where you got eight or nine receivers and all of them are getting 500, 600 yards apiece. It's not going to happen. So point me to the direction of that receiver on this roster, and that's when I'll say Justin Fields can't throw. Until we have that, until we have a legitimate situation where we know that somebody's going to be able to go get us 12 to 1,500 yards, 100 balls thrown their way, like a top-notch wide receiver does, then you can't tell me nothing about him throwing the ball. But go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My bad.
No, you good. I want to hear Ned's thoughts.
Well, It's a lot. It's a lot to be. It's a lot to take in and digest. You know, like I said, it's been quite some time. Like we said, a lot has happened. You know, and exactly. You know, you got these people that I don't know. They choose to shit on. You know, Justin Fields or whatever. Given the current climate, you know, the Bears are currently in a 4-game skid, right? 4-game funk, 4-game losing streak, but none of it had anything to do with Justin Fields. None of it. None of these games would be remotely close to competitive if not for Justin Fields. You know, and that's with running, with passing, you know, legs, arm, you know, he's pretty much turned into a one-man gang, you know, and pretty much holding down his very own. It's just the fact that those who say that he's just a running back and put at a quarterback position, as the saying goes, tell me that you didn't watch the game without telling me that you didn't watch the game. Mm-hmm. And that's just as honest as I can put it. You know, tell me that you don't watch him play without telling me you don't watch him play. Because only a fool will come up with the assessments that you're coming up with, which is quite wild. In a nutshell, and to say a lot, again, like I said, a lot has went down since we last recorded. It just baffles my mind. Baffles the mind, man. Baffles the mind. Number one, what we call Fields hater or JF1 hater. LeSean McCoy, but you know, we'll address that fool in a minute. But a lot has went down. A lot has went down.
Scratch, burn.
Yeah, you know.
We on fire.
Right, you know, and I swear it's like the only reason why he brings up Justin Fields' name is due to the fact that, again, like I said, he didn't go to the cabinet and eat the pills that day. You know, but this is becoming an everyday occurrence, so I wonder if his body is becoming immune to those pills. You know, as they say, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Yeah, he's still hating, so we'll see. But a lot. It's a lot to take in, a lot to digest, and a lot to just process. But
It's been crazy. Nah. Oh yeah, we forgot we traded for Chase Claypool. Who, I gotta say this. Me and Dan was talking about this before we hopped on. A lot of people don't understand. They think the NFL is Madden, right? They think you trade for a player, you put him in a roster, and he automatically knows the entire playbook, knows the routes, knows the option routes, knows the adjustments, has chemistry with his quarterback. It's gonna take a while. Actually, the way the season is going, you're probably not going to get a full dose of Chase Claypool probably to next season or maybe the end of the year, especially if Justin Fields is going to miss time with his shoulder injury, which we're going to get into, which we're going to talk about. But like you said, it's a lot. We traded Robert Quinn for a fourth-round draft pick. He's not doing anything in Philly. So that was a good trade. And the big whale was we traded Roquan Smith. So what are you trading for? Second and a fifth? And then we flipped one of those seconds to pick Chase Claypool. That was a big one because Roquan was a hot topic. Mm-hmm. Him and St. Omni, you know, were a hot topic in Chicago. But he ain't our headache no more, you know. And then we had the emergence. And this is to say, there's a lot of crap, man. The emergence of Jack Sanborn since we traded Roquan Smith has been a good development, man. So that's why I said, we said this earlier. We're like, we're Chicago, man. We're not worried about finding linebackers.
Yeah. You know what? It was funny because I was having a conversation with somebody about Jack Sanborn yesterday, right? And they like Jack Sanborn. It's like a person that loves Jack Sanborn. You know, everybody is, you know, in love with him right now because he's producing. 7 tackles 1 week, 12 the next, 9 the next. He's out there making plays, right? I said, wow, it's not like he's doing basically what Roquan was doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not missing anything when it comes to Jack Sanborn being in that position and playing that position. Same way Roquan was. We just wanted Roquan all along to make impactful plays on the game. And that was something that he wasn't able to do. So, you know, they was like, nah, that's not true. We would have won some of these games if Roquan was there. I'm like, what makes you think that? What makes you think that though? What makes you think that though? I don't get it. So, you know, this is the type of stuff that we got to deal with in Bears Nation. And that's because people fall in love with these players. What I'm going to start doing myself, I'm only calling players by their number from now on. I'm not calling them Jack Sanborn. He's 57 to me. Chase Claypool is 10. Because obviously people can't handle having these guys' names and they attach themselves to these people instead of attaching themselves to the Bears and understanding fully what they do for the team. It's just a number. We evaluate numbers on the back of the jerseys, not the names of the individuals. I care less what you do in your spare time as long as you don't get in trouble with the law. You know what I'm saying? That don't matter to me. All that matters is what you're able to do on a football field. If you're able to perform and you're able to perform well, I want you on the squad. If you can't, and if you're lacking in some way, then get off my team.
It's going to be a lot of that, and that's why people probably shouldn't get attached. This is obviously a do not the player. It's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to be gone. Make a whole lot of people.
Yeah. It is.
Half the team is going to be flipped next year. So prepare yourself. If you in love with that person, might not be here.
Y'all gonna be in the background like this music is playing right now? Ricky! Ricky!
No, they didn't let him go. Why didn't we sign him? I liked him.
That's a fact.
Your name, why Justin Fields, Cole Kmet, Darnell Mooney. They want us to kill ourselves. You might not be here. You might not be here. A high probability. You might not.
Why? Why?
It's a 10 people on this team that might be here. Y'all gonna be hurt. Nobody jersey. Tell you right now, nobody.
Crazy, man.
The only person with D-line that might be here next year is Justin Jones. Maybe Dominique Robinson.
Yeah.
The only dudes. Everybody else gonna be gone.
I tell you, man, Travis Gibson has been a huge disappointment, bro. Huge. You know what I mean? You know, you played well. He's big. He's strong. He's got the attributes. For whatever reason, I don't see it on the field. I don't see it.
Nope. That's what I'm saying. It's those are the dudes. Next one, born to probably be here next year. He'll be here. But you start through this process, man. You start. A whole bunch of people might not be here, man.
Yep.
Whole bunch of people might not be here.
That's true.
They might as well just get prepared for it because, again, it's a lot of them that are not going to be here following this season. Like I said, it's going to be a huge turnover defensively. Once again, like I said, in my observation, with all the picks that we have and all the cash capital and cash flow, that offensive line, I think the only one that will remain on that offensive line will probably be Tevin Jenkins. I think everyone else will probably be replaced and free agency. and that's just the way I'm thinking right now, because just to have an instant upgrade and an immediate impact, that would immediately come from free agency, not draft. And those who are, you know, oh, we need to go wide receiver with our pick. We need to go this with our pick. We need to go that with our pick. It's going to be all defense. Damn near in the draft. Sorry. So I don't want anyone to get their heart set on, you know, another mouth breather at wide receiver. You know, I truly believe that we'll probably fill that void via trade in the offseason, a blockbuster trade to land a big marquee wide receiver number one. Again, you want to start looking at those that can come in and be instant upgrades immediately. Day one producers and whatnot at the position. Again, like I said, I look for that to be a veteran. Again, after this season, anything and everything is on the table. You look out there at Las Vegas with the Devontae Adams situation. They probably will be looking to let him go via trade as they start over, because I'm sorry, Josh McDaniels probably will be fired. Derek Carr will probably be released or traded. And
I saw crap that they may trade Carr for Rodgers.
Yeah, it's possible. You know what I'm saying? It's possible. You know, anything is possible. And given that fact that, you know, they probably try to recoup a pick or whatever. I mean, flat out, I mean, if I'm the Bears right now and I'm looking at a situation right now, you have the number right now. We're currently sitting third overall. I mean, if the Las Vegas Raiders say, give me your first rounder for Devontae Adams, I would do it.
A number? Nah, we too high. Woo, I ain't giving
three? I would do it in a heartbeat. Five.
No,
I would do that one in a heartbeat, because you getting arguably the best wide receiver in the game right now at the number three pick.
Nah, he's 31. If he was 25, I'd entertain it. That's too rich for me.
I don't know, because this wide receiver class don't impress me coming out this year. None of them do.
And it's not just about the wide receiver, because it's about,
I don't even think we'll go wide receiver with that pick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you sitting there with a franchise pillar at left tackle. I'm not following a draft. I'm not a draft Nick, so I'll try to play one. But if you're sitting there with a bona fide edge rusher, like a game wrecker, like a Nick Bosa.
Well, you know, the bona fide rusher this year is Perkins from LSU.
Yeah.
Everyone says that he's reminding them of Von Miller. He has attributes written all over him. Perkins from LSU.
Yeah, if you got an edge rusher that's a game wrecker, or a left tackle that's gonna be protect Justice Blindside for the next 12 years, I'm not turning that down. Like an absolute game wrecker, like you said, Von Miller. I'm get that guy, and I'm gonna have him under contract for the next 10, 12 years. Then Devontae Parker for three, because he's 31. And how old is he? I'm gonna check. He ain't no spring chicken.
Devontae Adams. I think he's Adams. Whatever. I think he was. Is he 31?
I'm about to find out.
Okay. So, you know, either him or DeAndre Hopkins, you know, available. He's 30.
Yeah,
he's in his prime right now.
How many wide receivers still killing it at 33?
Not many. I mean, it's a select few wide receivers.
When did Julio fall off?
Like that.
Julio's a freak. Well,
Yeah. I mean, Jerry Rice was an anomaly, bro.
Yes, he was.
You know, guys like him and Randy Moss. Randy Moss played, Terrell Owens, they played longer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But in the NFL, man, everybody just, it seems like receivers are like running 30. Backs now.
Yeah. Julio fell off at 30. At 30, he put up 99 catches, 1,300 yards. And next year, 31, he played 9 games, 51 catches, 771 yards.
Dez Bryant, his body broke down to 29.
Mm-hmm. At 30, Julio was done.
Mm-hmm.
Dez been out the league since he was 30.
I ain't touching
Same
that.
Same thing.
You make that trade, you would be, and you could have had the next Von Miller. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah. Wide receiver class, the one that impresses me the most is, of course, one that comes with the most pedigree. That's Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's the best receiver in this year's class, and he's going to be the best receiver in next year's class. But he's only a true sophomore. Yeah. So he's not even eligible for the draft this year.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, no, at this point, wide receiver, my position is this. Darnell Mooney is a solid. He's a number two. Claypool's probably a solid number two. Give me another guy. He might be a number two. Either it's going to be somebody in free agency that's a solid wide receiver, but not great. And I can live with Mooney, Claypool, another good guy, Komet's emerging. Yeah. Justin Fields ain't out there throwing the bums, right? So long as he's not throwing the bums like he's been, Claypool is a good player. He just don't know the playbook, what we were just saying right now. Right. So if you got four or five guys he can throw to that can play, I can live with that. But you got to fix those lines. The offensive line and the defensive line are crap. It's like you said, it's one guy on both sides that I would take. I would take Justin Jones on the defense line. I'm taking Tevin Jenkins. Everybody else can go.
And that's a huge fact.
You got two people out of nine guys that you need on this defensive line. We need edge rushers. We need guys who, like, bro, I was watching that game. Did we pressure the quarterback? Did we pressure Mariota at all? I think Justin Jones might have put hands on him one time. That's why I say he's the only guy I would take.
I think he scrambled out of the pocket one time to the left, and he got speared by a linebacker as he was trying to cross the line of scrimmage, but that's about it.
Yeah. So I need another D. I need edges. I need two tackles on offense. I need to get another guard. Can maybe they keep Patrick if his ass ever get healthy? You know,
Patrick. You may need Patrick, man. I'm at this point. I'm at this point. He can get the fuck on. Like, for real, dog.
Bro, I was there too, bro.
Yeah. I'm serious. At this point, he can get the fuck on. Cause it's like, man, look, you ain't bringing nothing but hard times and heartache, man. And IR.
And Byron Pringle.
Oh my God! Yeah, all he do is come in and get a.
He's just in the way, bro. It's like, man, you can get.
Bro,
the
he be
on
the sideline. He on the bicycle the whole time, bro.
He riding the bicycle
on the sideline the whole time, man. I'm sitting there watching him. He looked about 30 feet from me yesterday. I'm like, Byron, bro, come on, bro. Come on, man. You gotta be better than that, bro. God, no. The whole game, bro. The whole game.
Hope that $6 million he's off of. He ain't gonna get this. Hopefully he eats off that. Don't get any more burnouts.
He rode that Peloton for at least 15 miles yesterday, I promise you. He got 15 miles. He got the Tour de France in yesterday, I promise you.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, so I'm telling you, like, a lot of heavy lifting this offseason, but the good thing is that we got our quarterback. So if we end up with a top three pick, man, that's a beautiful thing because we've seen teams get traded into those spots. You get like the 49ers. How many pick first round picks they give up? That can rebuild. You get a team eight that want to move into the top three. They're going to give you that eight. They're going to give you that first round pick next year. They might give you a third round pick this year. And then they make you future first round pick. Future.
Why? Another angle teams, you gotta look at. There's plenty quarterback desperate teams that are going to need a quarterback. You look at it, Indianapolis is going to need a quarterback.
Lions
is going to need a quarterback. But Lions,
Jets.
Yeah, they're going to make out the Jets. You know, it's going to be a lot of teams that's going to be looking for a quarterback.
So, you got that, the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Man, that clip of Zach Wilson the other day, bro.
Yeah, just standing there on the podium with the damn.
No. The clip of him winning the game. He's standing there. He bouncing around. There's no pressure. He looks over to the flat. This dude is standing there by himself. He threw the ball and threw it about 10 yards over his head, bro. Damn. And out of bounds. I was like, dang. The dude was like, what, 7 yards away from him, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, wow, Zach, that was rough. And then Zach, the bad thing that everybody is gonna kill him for is not the performance. You can have a bad performance, right?
Yeah.
But acknowledge it, bro. Acknowledge it and say, you know what? Hey, this is my bad.
You didn't lose because of me. It wasn't my fault. You didn't lose because of
me. It wasn't my fault. Well, it was windy out there. This is excuses that he threw out there.
It was windy out there. No,
bro. The other quarterback played in win too, and he had a high percentage. Why was your percentage bad?
Okay. You're supposed to have a strong arm.
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to handle that. And you know what I mean?
Well,
like Josh
cannon.
Allen, yeah, you're supposed to have it, you know. And you know, so that's that. And then the funniest thing is when they asked him at the end, do you think the offense let the defense down today? And he was like, No.
No. You scored 3 points. No. He
turned around and walked off. And I'm like, dang, bro. Like I played defense, bro. There's no way. I don't know how you got out the locker room, dog.
3 points, you get three.
Well, you know they had Robert Saleh was over an hour late to his regular presser today. Yeah. So you know that means that they were back there doing damage control and trying to clean up. And how can they get up from out
he
under?
He did say, hey, we're not committing to Zach going forward this year. Like for the rest of the year.
Joe Flacco, baby.
So you never know what could happen. That's funny. That's messed up. You hate to see the demise of the kid because I think he's got a little bit of talent and this and that.
Hey, he can come be Justin Fields backup.
When you can't accept responsibility, man, I got a problem with that. Like, everybody in that locker room is going to have a problem with
that. He can come and be Justin Fields backup, you know, learn a little bit, hold the clipboard, you know.
We saw that. We saw that Zach Wilson stuff coming a while ago.
I swear to God, I used to argue with Eric Lambert. Eric Lambert, when he was sitting there slurping up the BYU juice. And I'm
Excuse me.
I'm like, yeah, man, that's not happening, bro. I'm like, hell no, I don't want him at all.
I was like, nah, there's something about this guy, dude. I don't know about him, dude. Fucking
something Derek from High School Musical. Like, Derek from, what was it, Step Brothers? Step Brothers. I'm like, nah, man.
I haven't had carbs in 10 years.
Don't nobody want Derek, man, at all.
That was like, yeah, we saw that coming. We saw that coming. We were trying to, and they were both Bears fans, and our own fans were just like, no, we got to get Zach Wilson. He's amazing. He does a little sidearm thing.
Well, he's out there looking crazy.
He's coming to Mahomes.
I know he was a damn scrub. As I was watching, I'm like, man, this motherfucker. Okay, whatever. I don't want him. So thank God we passed on him. Because again, that if you thought Trubisky set us back, man, and then only to go right after him and pick up Zach Wilson, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, he went number two. I was so happy, dude. I was like,
yeah, I was happy. They took that option away from old dumbass because he would have made it.
Yep,
he would have made that. He would have made that choice. We're gonna go with Zach Wilson.
If it was Zach Wilson and Justin on the board,
he was taking Zach Wilson all day.
They had him with the headband next to a picture of Jim McMahon.
Yeah, the spunky quarterback, spunky QB, and
BYU with the headband, like Jim McMahon all over again. Super Bowl, Super Bears. They'd have lost it. So I'm so glad that didn't happen, man.
Yeah.
I hate it, like you said, Dan. I hate to see the young man struggle like that, but we saw it coming.
Yeah, we saw it coming.
Remember when you saw it first? Remember you first, man. So the emergence of Justin Fields is a beautiful thing, and I didn't expect the Bears' defense to be this bad, but I'm looking at it like now, man. Like he's hurt. And this is the debate. This is the debate that was raging on in the DMs. The philosophy on should Justin Fields sit or should Justin Fields play? Now we know he has a dislocated left shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he can play. I think you got to protect the franchise. You don't put him out there when you see you're not winning anything this year.
At all.
My take is I don't say sit him if he's healthy, but if he's obviously hurt, which he is, I'm not playing him right now. Until his shoulder's healed up. If his shoulder's healed up and he's ready to go, I'll play him. But not right now. I ain't playing him. I ain't telling him to suck it up and risk more injury. When you what are we, 3-8?
3-8.
Yeah.
With six more games to play.
Yeah. Even if you run off 6, what are you, 9-8? I mean, you ain't running off 9 games. Because you ain't beating the Bills. You're not beating the Eagles. Mm-hmm. You ain't running off 6 games.
And that was part of my analogy going into this, because people are screaming that he needs the reps, he needs this, he needs that. Well, what is he going to see that he hasn't seen up to this point? He's diagnosed defenses the whole 9. He doesn't need reps. He needs protection. And given the fact that we're playing the likes of the Bills, and we're playing the likes of the Eagles, I don't want him getting hurt. I don't want him risking the opportunity to miss next season when it all matters at that point, because he will have just about everything around him. And, he's already proven that, hey, I would agree that he would need reps if up to this point he hasn't shown that he's the guy. Given the fact that he's shown that he's the guy, and against some of the NFL's elite teams, he kept us competitive offensively, and he kept us within a striking distance to possibly win the game. I don't need to see any more from him at this point, because I know what he's capable of. I know what he can do. I know that this offensive line cannot protect him. Not only can this offensive line protect him, his offensive coordinator has shown the ability to protect him when he's hurting. It seemed like he doesn't know he's hurt. You knew he was hurt when he went out there, yet you called 2 straight run plays with him in the process. You can't do that. And with that being, okay, I get it. Getsy needs to grow himself and be a better play caller moving forward, make in-game adjustments. That offensive line is piss poor and atrocious. And I truly fear that going up against these teams, going down this stretch, again, like I said, the Bills and the Eagles, and you know, teams with ferocious defensive fronts. Still got the Minnesota Vikings again, even though they got blasted yesterday against the Cowboys. There's nothing to prove on Justin Fields' behalf, and you stand nothing to gain but everything to lose by letting him play behind his rat-tat offensive line. It's getting to the point where Tevin Jenkins was, you know, he was healthy enough. They dressed him yesterday, but he didn't play. You know, you got cats like Schofield and Mustafer.
Schofield and Mustafer next to each other, bro. Yeah, that's be a war crime.
Yeah. You know, and what was sad, if you watched the game yesterday, it was just a four-man rush. You know, a four-man rush from the Atlanta Falcons that was looking like an all-out blitz because they couldn't block a damn soul. Four-man rush that was looking like an all-out blitz, and they couldn't block a damn soul. And you know what I'm saying? And Justin was sitting back there, you know, getting hammered, man. I don't want to see that at all. So in order to protect him, you protect your asset, you shut him down. There's no point in him going back out there at all. He has nothing else to prove at this point. And you work on next year.
Yeah, I got a difference of opinion. I don't believe in sitting down ever unless you're legitimately hurt. You know what I mean? Like you said, Will, you said it's a dislocated shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. Is it something that can get worse? Is it something that can be played with? Is my question, right? So, and I may sound, you know, like the person who's callous out here or whatever you want to call it, but it is what it is. Like, I believe that you do need reps. I believe that you do need to, you know, take into consideration that, hey, he's been running the ball like crazy. So now taper that off a little bit and let him stand back there in the pocket and throw the ball a little bit. And I understand that the line is what it is. You know, Tevin Jenkins will be back. That's going to help the situation. I'd like to see Boren back out there, to be honest with you as well. But it's nothing that he hasn't been dealing with. And I get the concern, right? And the caution that you want to exercise. Well, it's a situation where I would tell Justin, like, get rid of the ball. You know what I mean? Get rid of the ball. Don't take the sacks. If you feel anything that's off or whatever, you know, fire it into they back. You know what I mean? Or whatever, if you want to, just to expose them. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I just feel like he still needs those reps. So if he's able to play and it cannot get worse, I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying go out there with your shoulder hanging off the bone. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying. But if he sits out the next game and he's good in the next one, he's fine, he's good to go, then I would say play him. I'm not of the mindset that he should be sitting out any games, because I still feel like it's still a lot that he can learn. There's still a lot that he can see on the football field. And the only way you really gain the experience is by being out there. You know, we mentioned mental reps, and mental reps is good, man. But I, you know, anybody could go through mental reps in their head, or you know, you see guys, you know, on the baseball field, you know, when the next guy's up and he's in the batter's, one guy's in the batter's box, one guy's on deck, and he's like trying to time the pitcher or whatever. That's what you want Justin to do. It doesn't make sense to me, because you know, you still got to go out there and perform. You still got to go out there and hit that freaking ball. And you can't simulate that in your own mind, in my opinion. You can only get that type of experience through playing the game. It's the same reason why I didn't want him to start the season on the bench last year. But it is what it is. A lot of people are afraid of these injuries and things like that. And I get it. But, man, football is a difficult sport. If he gets injured, he gets injured, bro. Like, you know, and people going to kill me for saying this, but it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I, you know.
Yeah, I get what it is, man. Like, my take on it is, like, I think he's hurt right now. And so if he heals and he's healthy, I'm cool. Play him.
Same, but right now,
I don't think right now he's – because you can tell at the end of that game, dude, he wasn't himself. Yeah. He wasn't himself. I don't want him out there like that, because – when you're not 100%, you are exposing yourself to get hurt more. So we eventually got a bye coming up. No, we got a bye after this Jets game.
Yeah, week 14 is the bye, I think.
Oh, right. So I mean, like, if he needed a couple weeks off and he could still come back and get some reps, I'm fine with that. But the way he is right now, I think he seriously, as much as I want to see Justin Fields play, I'm willing to him missing. If he plays 14 games instead of 17,
yeah,
I think he's fine. I think he got enough reps.
I'm cool with that too. I'm saying people are saying shut him down for the season.
Like for the season?
Done with it. And I'm saying, no, if he's good to go, then let him play, because the more reps you get out there, the more experience you get. Just in my opinion, I just feel.
No, you're right, because eventually,
that's what you got to do. You're going to have to taper off the running and start throwing the ball anyway. So you might as well start doing that now, and then let Chase Claypool kind of get used to the offense. Do we know what we have in him? Do we know what we have in Mooney? Because let's be real, the jury's still out on Mooney, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody likes Mooney, and I get it. You know, he's done well, but in my opinion, the jury's still out. I need to see you put together some stuff, because he did some stuff this year that has been bad, like drop balls, drop touchdowns. Missed the bomb yesterday. I mean, to me, and I text somebody, I said, what did that look like on TV? Because to me, from where my vantage point was, it looked like he slowed down. It looked like he didn't run through that. So, somebody, and they text me back, well, it was an overthrow by Justin, but he probably did slow down a little bit. Well, you know what I mean? They really didn't answer it for me, so I had to go back and look at it myself. But from my vantage point, it didn't look like he was running hard, So, he didn't stack his receiver that one bomb, right?
Yeah.
And everybody blamed Justin for it. So it's a lot of stuff. Those are the things that I'm talking about. Like, it's not just Justin Fields, but we're talking about evaluating everybody on that team, everybody on that roster. What do we have? And are you a guy? Because this is Mooney's third year. So you're at the point of now you got to understand exactly what you have, or else get ready to start moving on from it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I still think Mooney's cool, but I think we already said what he kind of is. He's not the number one guy.
Right.
Right. So I think we all understand that, but he's a good receiver. He's a solid receiver. He's good. Like, I don't think, like, he's like somebody that – he's one of the few people I think on the team that's worthy of staying.
Yeah, worthy. I mean, he'll be here next year for sure. He'll be here next year for sure. But are you gonna start working on a contract for him starting next season? Because that's when he's going to want to get it, right? He's going to want to get a contract done next season during the year so that he doesn't have to go into some other situation. And I know they're not going to – but I know they're not going
like, you know, to try to – pull a Roquan. He don't seem like a real point.
I don't think it's going to be nothing like that. But what I'm saying is that, you have to have an idea of what you want to do with Mooney going forward.
You know what else you're going to have to know? You're going to have to know with Claypool, too, because Claypool, he has one more year. So next year, you're going to have to decide, I've heard a while ago that they were willing to do an early contract with Mooney. So he might take a hometown discount, so that might work out. Then you got to figure out Claypool. You got to figure out Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
And also, we didn't talk about, I know Ned's been on his neck, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
We tried to figure out what we're going to do with Jalen. Is he going
to
be on
He leaves a lot to the imagination. Because, again, initially, he had the – it seemed like it was a match made in heaven, because we had the defensive front to go along with his skill set, where the pressure would get there and allow Jalen Johnson to be great. But once that pressure is not there, it's very hard for any DB to still keep their man covered, for the time that these quarterbacks are given as they sit in the pocket. Jalen Johnson, I understand that he's been hurt in the last couple of weeks, given his below impressive performances.
And by the way, the Bears had no sacks yesterday either.
As I said, they didn't pressure quarterback at all, to my recollection.
Yeah.
I think Justin Jones maybe touched somebody.
Right.
He's the only one. Nobody else got to the QB. Go ahead.
So that correlates with Jalen Johnson's success at a defensive back, corner, what have you. Like I said, Atlanta, very young. No really standout wide receiver outside of the one that we wanted last year, Drake London. Yeah. So, and of course he's a rookie. He's still learning, but it just seems like, it's very, very far, a few in between that he's put in we're talking about Jalen Johnson. He put in a very stellar performance. He was solid yesterday. It hasn't been like how it's been the last 2 weeks. It's been yesterday was he was solid in his performance.
It's cool. I appreciate you mentioning Jalen Johnson and talking about what he's doing, because a lot of people and this goes for across the board, because Kyler Gordon gets a lot of venom thrown his way, yeah, right, about his play. And you know, I'm like, dude, you can't cover nobody running a drag or all the way across from the, you know what I'm saying? You just can't do,
bro. What is his own
throw? It's impossible from that. You know what I mean? You can't do it. So, you know, I mean, he ran literally across the whole field so you got 8-9 seconds of trying to hold somebody down. It's not possible. I'm just going to give people stats, right? The secondary is young that we have. They need the help of the defensive front, of the defensive, the trenches. You know who our sack leader is? I'm going to let y'all take a guess of who the Bears sack leader is on the season.
Let me guess. Dominique Robinson.
No. Jaquan Brisker.
I was about to say, Brisker, the safety.
Jaquan Brisker leads the team in sacks with 3.
I was just going to say with 3.
That's pathetic, dude.
Roquan Smith had 2.5. He's no longer here. Jack Sanborn has 2. Travis Gibson has 2. Justin Jones has 2, which is good because he's
defensive. Yeah, he's an interior. Yeah. Did Fran Dan freeze up on us?
I think so.
Yeah, it's connection. But dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Quan Brisker has the most sacks. And that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to tell people when I tell you about what we need, like we need another corner. Of course, we need another wide receiver. Get those. But all the resources this offseason should be on both sides of the line. Should be on the offensive side of the ball, offensive line, and should be on the defensive line. You got to get those trenches, man. We are lacking. You need the offense to protect Justin, and you need the defensive line to protect the secondary. I mean, if you just get one good corner and one good wide receiver, I think we can survive.
Absolutely.
But those lines, we need help.
Yeah, you know, just like I said, and the game is won and lost in the trenches time and time again. The game is won and lost in the trenches. So, you know, like I said, we've had so much going on over the course of the last 3 weeks that we haven't been on here. It's just, I mean, what can you say?
Life. So I told somebody the other day, they were like, hey man, what have Kings been? I'm like, life, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm literally, as we're recording, I'm literally exhausted. You know, we talking about going on close to 72 hours, with probably 6 hours of sleep for myself. I'm exhausted. You know,
yeah.
I'm beat. And I'm pretty sure, you know, and mine is the least of it, you know what I'm saying, compared to, you know, what you guys got going on. So, you know, we're exhausted, but we still try to bring y'all what y'all need, that therapy, that weekly therapy.
Yeah, that weekly therapy.
You know, and whatnot. Yeah. So it's just, sorry if we don't sound like ourselves, or, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm on hot 4 hours of sleep.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, and I've been with the kids all day. So that's life.
That's life. I told
somebody that I was like, hey, man, it's life. And it'll be this ain't going to be on a YouTube page, but I'm going to hop on there when I get a little bit more rest, probably tomorrow or something when I'm fully rested. I'll drop a video.
Right.
You know, give thoughts about stuff, try to cover some stuff just so it's up there. You know, I ain't even been tweeting as much as
I've been. Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. I haven't tweeted anything as well. Which, you know, and given the fact of how it is tonight, once we wrap up the show, I probably won't even put this out till Tuesday. How tired I am.
That's
tired
cool.
I am, man. It's like once I get to the house, it's like, you know, I'm going to wrap this up and head home, and I'm diving right in the bed, man. I'm so damn exhausted.
Nah, get some rest, man. So that's about it, man. I ain't even got no trash 2 weeks. It's been so many because I don't even pay attention to half the trash crap they be saying, bro. It's the same stuff though. Oh, he's a running back.
At this point, it's kind of redundant, you know.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Packers fans hating. Oh, yeah, but they season the king of the north
in the shitter as well. So,
bro, their future is in the shitter. They cap space. They don't even have any cap space. Aaron Rodgers got them by the balls. The team is a mess. They don't have the draft capital. I mean, they might have a high pick because they suck. But, like, what do you – like, the Packers are a mess. If anybody has any brain right now, they would rather be the Chicago Bears organization. We have a young ascending – I'm going to leave this on a good note, man. We have a young ascending superstar quarterback who the entire NFL has recognized as one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. It's not even debatable. From fantasy guys to just your normal NFL guy, they know Justin Fields is the truth. All right, you got this young guy on a rookie contract with a fifth-year option. You're probably going to have a top-five pick. And then you have the top-five pick, and you're going to have a top-five pick in each round, right? So you're going to be picking high in the second, high in the third, high in the fourth. You got all these fourth and fifth rounders. And you have $120 million in cap space, and you can create more, right? If you get rid of like guys like Cody Whitehair and things like that, you're going to have a lot of money. And guys know you got a young ascending quarterback. You have all these high draft picks. The Bears are in a position to load, and people do not like that. They understand that they have a high draft pick. They can trade out of that pick, pick up even more picks. You got this young quarterback who's an ascendant superstar. Hey, man, it's a good time to be a Bears fan. You just got to ride out this little bit of pain that we're going through this year.
Facts.
You know? And we got some nice young players like Brisker, like Gordon, like Sanborn, like Mooney, like Komet, you know, Khalil Herbert. We got some Tevin Jenkins. We got some nice little pieces, man. And we're going to add to it, man. So don't get too down. You know, we got a bright future, baby. We got a bright future. Damn bright, man. So that's all I got, man. Shout out to everybody rocking with us. We out.
Peace.